I am Aria Kagan, and I am a chef instructor at Brightwater in Bentonville, Arkansas. And when I was in culinary school a gazillion years ago, I was introduced to a chef, not personally, but through her cookbooks, and her name is Alice Waters. And one of the recipes my cousin gave me, and it's become a staple, which is it sounds very, you know, modest, a cranberry upside down cake. But the name, I feel like, doesn't do it justice because it's just such a delicious, homey, comforting, warm, flavorful cake that this time of year definitely lends itself flavor-wise to the holidays. So I'll tell you how it's made. It's a very simple cake to make. What you start out by doing is taking butter and brown sugar, and you warm that in a pan so the sugar begins to melt and the butter begins to bubble a little bit. And you'll take that butter and brown sugar and you'll pour it into a 9-inch round pan. And then you'll add cranberries. I like to use fresh cranberries, and you can get them frozen, great, in the store. So you take, and it's a good amount, it's like almost 3 cups of fresh cranberries, and you pour that into the pan, and then a 1/4 cup of orange juice. And what that does is, as the cake begins to cook, the cranberries release its juices and develops this really yummy bottom, which then will become the top of the cake. Then you get started on the actual batter, which is a pretty simple cake batter. You're creaming butter and sugar together. And this is a really important part, to really cream the butter and sugar together so you get that really beautiful light color. Then you're gonna add your dry ingredients and you'll mix those together. Those will be all-purpose flour and baking powder and salt. You'll also take 2 eggs and separate them. You'll put the whites to the side, and then you have your butter and sugar that have been whipping really nicely. You add a little bit of fresh either vanilla extract, or if you have a vanilla bean, you can add 1/4 bit of your vanilla bean seeds. Then you're going to add your egg yolks 1 at a time, and that's going to add this really beautiful denseness. And then you'll scrape the sides down, and then you'll start incorporating your dry ingredients. And then you'll also have 1/2 cup of whole milk. So you'll add about 1/2 of your dry ingredients, and you'll mix, 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 mix. Then you'll add 1/2 of your milk, mix, 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 mix. And then you'll add the 1/2 cup of your flour, mix that together, and then 1/2 of your milk and mix that together. Then you'll take your egg whites, if you put aside your 2 egg whites, and you'll whip those together with a little bit of cream of tartar. And then we fold in the egg whites into the batter, and this really adds a really nice lightness to your cake. And then you'll take that beautiful, light, creamy batter, and you'll add it to the top of your cranberries. And you'll bake that in the oven at 350 for about 50 to 60 minutes. You'll pull it out of the oven and let it cool for about 15 minutes. And then you'll put a plate on top and you'll flip your cranberry upside down cake over, and you'll take the pan off and you'll see this beautiful, like, glistening red top. And that's served delicious, warm, right like that, or a scoop of vanilla ice cream, which I'll never refuse. And you have a beautiful, all-around, incredible cake.
Classes at Brightwater start January 11th. You can learn more at brightwater.org.